somewhat of a connection with Rosh Hashanah, and also has somewhat of a connection with Nedarim. There is a Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph sets off by establishing a fact that there are certain areas where a shvua is more chomer than a neder, and there are certain areas where a neder is more chomer than a shvua. And the Mishnah then proceeds to give examples of where a shvua would be more chomer than a neder, meaning that certain types of statements that would be effective as a shvua but would not be effective as a neder, and then certain types of statements that would be effective as a neder and would not be effective as a shvua. The Mishnah says that if, for example, a person said, "Kainim sukkah shani oisa," that he's declaring that the sukkah that he's about to build is asa for him, or the lulav which he's about to take is asa, or the tefillin which he's about to put on are asa. So if he said this in the correct lashon haneder, if he said this as a neder, meaning that he assered upon himself the object, rather than assering himself upon the object, he assered the object upon himself. He said, "Kainim sukkah shani oisa, kainim lulav shani neitel, or kainim tefillin shani meiniach." Then, if it was done in the formula of a neder, then the neder would be chal, and it would be also for him to be nana from the sukkah, or to be nana from the lulav, or to be nana from the tefillin. It's also for him to be over on the neder, and even though he effectively assed upon himself an object with which he is about to be mekayim a mitzvah, nevertheless the neder is still effective, because a neder can be effective on a dvar mitzvah in the same way as a neder can be effective on a dvar rishus. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis says that Abaya comes along, and Abaya explains that the formula, the text, the Nusach HaNeder that he's using, the formula that he's using when he makes the Neder, is that he's not saying the Sukkah is Asur to me, he's not saying that the Lulav is Asur to me, he's not saying the Tefillin is Asur to me, but the Omar HaNoah Sukkah Alai. He's saying that the hanor of the sukkah is also for me, the hanor of the lulav is also for me, the hanor of the tefillin are also for me. And the Ran explains that the reason why neder is effective on a dvar mitzvah is because what he's doing when he's making this neder is effectively he's assuring upon himself to have any hanor from the sukkah, or have any hanor from the lulav, or have any hanor from the tefillin, and that will work because that's the lashon haneder, that's the way that the neder works. And once he said that, the hanor of the sukkah, lulav, tefillin has become also to him. And we have a principle that you don't make a person, or you don't give to a person something which is also to him, and therefore the hanor of the sukkah, or the hanor of the lulav, or the hanor of the tefillin became also to him. So immediately Rava asks a question on the language that he uses. The man says, "Hanas sukkah olai," or "Hanas lulav olai," or "Hanas tefillin olai," which seems to indicate that what he's answering upon himself is the hanor of the sukkah and of the lulav and of the tefillin. Why should that stop him from being able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, or the mitzvah of taking a lulav, or the mitzvah of wearing tefillin? Surely we have a principle that mitzvahs were not given for hanor. In other words, the point of the mitzvah is not that you have hanor from the mitzvah. The point of the mitzvah is simply to do what the Rebbe Yisrael said you were meant to do, and therefore the hanor of the mitzvah is totally irrelevant to the mitzvah. And therefore, why is hanor's sukkah a lie? Something which will affect you doing the mitzvah. Therefore, says Rava, you have to change the formula of what the man is saying And the man is not basically saying that he's answering upon himself Hana from the sukkah, or he's answering upon himself Hana from the lulav, or Hana from the tefillin, but he's phrasing the neder in a different way. He's phrasing the neder that the chalais haneder is affecting the kiyum of the mitzvah. For example, says the Gemara, what he says is, I'm ushering upon myself the act of sitting in the sukkah. In other words, yeshiva sukkah, the act of sitting in the sukkah, Allah becomes a neder. To me, becomes also to me. In which case, there, it's nothing to do with the hanoah, it's to do with the act of sitting in the sukkah. That would be the kiyum hamitzvah, and therefore if he said, yeshiva sukkah alai, or ntilas lulav alai, or nachas tefillin alai, then it would be an effective neder. Says the Ran, how is that an effective neder? Asked the Ran. Surely it's a davar she'ein bei mamish, it's an abstract thing. Sitting in a sukkah is something abstract. Putting on tefillin is something abstract. You can't make a neder on something abstract. A neder has to be chal on an object. There's no object here. There's no chayfetz here that the neder should be chal on. So says the Ran, what you're going to have to say is that what Rava means in the Gemara is that he formulates the neder in such a way that there is an object involved. How does he do that? Says the Ran, what the Gemara's maskana is, what Rava says is pshat in the Mishnah is that actually what he says is koinem sukkah li yeshivosa olai. I'm answering the sukkah for the function of sitting in it on me. I'm answering the lulav for the function of shaking it or taking it or picking it up for me. I'm answering the tefillin for the function of wearing them for me. In which case, you've got around all the problems, says the Gemara, because your neder is chal on the object, namely on the sukkah, but it's chal on the sukkah for the specific act of sitting or whatever the mitzvah is. That's the Gemara here in Nedarim. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is on Daf Kaf Ches on the Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara there quotes Rava. Along comes Rava, and Rava says, what would happen if a person was made a hano mi chaveiro? Right? Right? Person made a hano that he's not going to have a hano from his chava, or he's not going to give his chava hano. And the question which the Gemara raises is, what will happen with Tkia Shofar? Reuven or Shimon made a neder, right? Either of them, it makes no difference. If one of them made a neder that he's not going to give hana to the other one, or he's not going to get hana from the other one, and now comes the time, it's Rosh Hashanah, and you have to be mekayim the mitzvah to get a shofar, and only one of them knows how to blow the shofar, is he allowed to blow the shofar for the other guy after he's made his neder? So the Gemara says, in both directions, says the Gemara, it makes absolutely no difference whether you made a neder not to get hanor from the other guy, and made a neder not to give hanor to the other guy. In both directions, either way, a tkiya shel mitzvah is muta. Fine. So we now have a halacha that if somebody got annoyed with the Baal Tekeah, got on his nerves on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so he said, finish this guy, I am making a neder, I will not listen to his tkiyas anymore. Comes the second day of Rosh Hashanah, there's no Baal Tekeah other than this guy. What do you do? So the Gemara, no problem, you can listen to his tkiyas, no problem. Says Tosfos, what is the case of a guy who's making a neder that he's not going to hear the tkiyas of the other guy? What is the nusach? Says Tosfos. What does he actually say? Says Tosfos, well, we have a Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Tes Zayin, we have a Mishnah in Nedarim and Daf Tes Zayin, and we have a Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Tes Zayin, and we have the same gentleman in question, namely Rava, who also made a statement in Nedarim. And what did Rava say in Nedarim? Rava said in Nedarim that the way in which he phrases the neder is that he says in connection with the sukkah that he answers upon himself the sitting in the sukkah, right? And then the Gemara went through the whole discussion backwards and forwards, and the Gemara ended up where he said, I'm answering the sukkah for sitting in it. So here as well, what would have to be the case is that he's saying, I'm ushering the shofar for its tkiyas. or for the noises that are coming out of it, or for the kol that's coming out of it. Sorry? Well, he's uttering the noises that are coming out from this shofar made by this person. So Thesis says that it would appear that if the guy just said Hanoas shofar alai, then there wouldn't be any problem at all, because mitzvah is lovely on his nit nu, as the Gemara says in Nedarim. But if he said, I asa the tkia, the shofar, for its tkia, which is coming out of this shofar from this guy, then, says Tosfos, according to Rava, it would come out that Yitaka wouldn't be allowed to listen to the tkia, because it would be the exact parallel of the case in Nedarim. In exactly the same way as Rava said in Nedarim, that if you say, I am mastering the sukkah for its yeshiva, that is a neder and it's chala even on the dval mitzvah, then I'm mastering the shofar for its skiers made by this guy, would be an exact parallel to that, and it would also be also, and it would also, the neder would be chal on a dval mitzvah. Says Tosis, if not, that perhaps, and that's the conclusion that Tosis says, that perhaps we can make a chiluk between the case of shofar and the case of sukkah. Because by sukkah, says Tosfos, there is an actual hanor in terms of sitting in the sukkah, even if there would be no mitzvah. The sukkah does do something for you, it gives you shade. Whereas, when it comes to blowing the shofar, if there wouldn't be a mitzvah, there's no hanor at all in the tkiah. So therefore, maybe there's enough kimino, or maybe not. Of course, then you're going to go into a problem. What are you going to do with the lulav? What are you going to do with the tefillin? So that's the Tosfos of Tosfos there. That's a discussion that goes on there in Tosfos. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you find in the Shulchan Aruch the following. In Siman Tov Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Zayin, Mechaba says the following. Hamoida hanoa mi chaveiroi. Somebody's moida hanoa mi chaveiroi, mutal it koele it kir shom mitzvah. You can blow a tkir shel mitzvah. Says the Mechaba, dafke kashuhu tekeh me'eilov lahaytzi. That's tafke if the other guy is blowing of his own accord, right? He's blowing tkias. He's blowing tkias for himself, he's blowing tkias for his wife, he's blowing tkias for his children, he's blowing tkias for his shul. You are made anor from him, but you now are listening to his tkias, says the Mechaba, then you're yaitza. But that if he was made anor mi chaveiroi, right, he then can't turn around and say to this guy who is made anor from, blow shofar and be yaitza me. That you can't do. That's how the Mechaba fastens it. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah adds the following line. The Ramah says, Im Oma, if a guy said, Kainim tkiyosov olai, guy got annoyed with the Baal Tekeya, and he said, him, I'm finished with him. I'm making a kainim, his tkiyos are also to me. Says the Ramah, in such a situation, b'chol inyan also. In such a situation, you can't listen to his tkiyos, whether he's blowing for himself, whether he's blowing for his wife, whether he's blowing for his children, whether he's blowing for his shul, whether he's blowing for you. It makes absolutely no difference. You cannot be yotze with his tkiyos if you said, Kainim tkiyosov alai. That's the psak of the Ramah. Along comes the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that he asks a series of questions. I don't want to go into it, but he's got a very lengthy problem there with the Ramah. And the end result is as follows. He says, nearly the Haki Perushai. He says, the only way you can understand Pshat in this Ramah is to say the following. That the text of what the guy actually said was, Kainam mehashefa litzkiyosai sheyitka ze olai. He says, what you're going to have to say is, Lefi, and the Cheshbon is correct, Lefi the Gemara in the Dorim, Lefi the way the Rav learned Pshat in the Mishnah, the Cheshbon is right. He's saying the only way that this is b'chol going to be a problem that you're going to have to pass them whether it's good or it's not good, is if the guy formulated the fact that the Neder was Chal on the Chayfetz. So therefore what you're going to have to say is that the guy said, I'm making a Kainam on the Shofar for its Tkiyos that this guy is going to blow.
which will be the parallel for I'm making a kainim on the sukkah for the yeshiva in the sukkah, or I'm making a kainim on the lulav for the netilas lulav, or I'm making a kainim on the tefillin for the hanachas tefillin. Why do you have to phrase it this way, says the Aruch HaShulchan? The imlei kain, because if he's making the neder not on the shofar, but he's making the neder on the tkia, says the Aruch HaShulchan, ha-tkia avad shein dover shein bay mamish. As the Ram said, a tkia is something which is abstract, it's something which has no mamashis. Ve'ein ha-kainim chal. And that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we already paskened in Tov Peivov, that if you make a neder on something which is abstract, the neder is not chal, because the neder has to be chal on a chayfetz. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I would qualify my statement a little bit, and I would say that if a person said, chaynim tkias shayfer sheyitka ploini olai, I am assering the tkias shayfer of Reuven on me, in that case, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it appears to me nearly that it would also be asa. Why? Because, and here he says vachidush, he says kinnish ahiskil shayfer. Since he mentioned the word shayfer, so basically it's the same as saying, when you say tkir shayfer, what do you mean? What does the expression tkir shayfer mean? The expression tkir shayfer means a shayfer for tkir. Therefore, it's the parallel of saying shayfer le tkir. So let's just take a chiddush. And that was considered to be a davar shel mamish, and it's a good neder. The Rashba in the Dorim on the Tezayin Amud Beis asks the kasha, the same kasha as the famous kasha which the Chinuch asks in Mitzvah Lamed. And the kasha is, why is it that a neder is chal in order to be mevatel a mitzvah? Why is a neder chal in order to be mevatel a mitzvah? Like the case of the guy who made the neder that yeshivas, painim yeshiva sukkah like, painim netilas lulav like, painim nachas tefillin like, or in the case that we've been discussing, painim shofar letkiyosav alai. Why is the neder bichlal chal? Says the Rashba, surely the din should be that the mitzvahs I say of the hanachas tefillin or netilas lulav or yeshiva sukkah, or in our case, the mitzvahs of Sev Tkir Shefer, should be doicher the loisasa of Bal Yachel. So the Rashba asked this kasha, and the Chinuch asked this kasha. A guy got up and he made a neder that he's not going to hear the Tkir of Reuven's Shefer. So what happens if he does hear the Tkir? What's the Oivron? He's Oivron loisasa. Tkir Shefer is a mitzvah asay. And there's a klal asay doicha leis asay. So why don't we say that the asay of Tkir Shefer is doicha the leis asay of Bal Yachel? Says the Rashba in the Chinuch that Nedarim is not just a leis asay, but Nedarim is an asay and a leis asay. Because in Nedarim, as we know, you've got two things. You've got the Bal Yachel, and you've got Yechalal Yetzim Yipiv Tishma. So you've got a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lois asay, and the principle is asay is deicha lois asay, but an asay is not deicha an asay and a lois asay. That is the Rashba, that's the Chinuch, right? Dvarim you're doing. And it comes in the Nemukah Yosef, and the Nemukah Yosef says a different teretz. The Nemukah Yosef asks the same question, and the Melukah Yosef says the following answer: Lefi shehanedorim chalin al dvar mitzvah. A neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. That we know. The nedorim is a chetzahim, because nedorim are an isachetzah, and therefore you can make a neder on a dvar mitzvah, on a chetzah of a mitzvah, like tefillin, like lulav, like sukkah, like shofar, and the neder is chal. And the klal is ve'eim achilim le'adam dovar ha'osaloi. And the klal is that, as the Ram said on Daftaf Tesayin, that the minute you made the neder, the object becomes asa for the person, it becomes a chef to the isa. And the halacha is that you don't give someone to eat something which is asa to him. So too, you don't give someone to sit in the sukkah, which is also to him. You don't give someone to shake a lulav, something which is also to him. You don't give someone to put on a pair of tefillin, which is also to him. You don't give a guy to hear tzkiyos from a shofar, which is also to him. So therefore the neder is chal. Shalei amra teira, because the teira didn't say, lasa is mitzvah, that a person should do a mitzvah be'isa hanor, the something which is also hanor to him. In other words, there's no situation that the Torah should have told you to do a mitzvah which something which is asa to you. Therefore, lekha lemeim bebahai lesa asay the mitzvah v'litcha dunadorim. Seeing that it's impossible that the Torah should tell you that you should do a mitzvah with a dvar isa, because if you're going to do a mitzvah with a dvar isa, it's basically you are feeding yourself with isa, and Eimachin Madhuradun Dvar Isa, therefore you don't say here Asay Daiche Loisa Aseh. And then he says, and the kosher came in anyway, the kasher is not a kasher so much, because the Dorim is in Aseh and Loisa Aseh, Vein Asay Daiche Loisa Aseh, Aseh, like the Chinuch says and like the Rashba says. So he does finally say the same terrors as the Rashba and as the Chinuch, but initially he says something else. And it's not very clear what exactly he's trying to say. He's obviously, in the Mukhi Yosef, is trying to say that the principle of Asay Deiche Elayis Aseh doesn't apply here. And the reason why the principle of Asay Deiche Elayis Aseh doesn't apply here is because Nedarim are an Issa Chetza, and you're not Maichel and Adam Adovo Issa, and therefore you can't ask a person to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with a Dvar Issa. But it's not exactly clear what he wants to say here. So Motin Bei Midrash, the world takes on that this Nemuka Yosef is basically saying a Yesod which is elaborated upon and said at length by Rav Shimon Shkop. The world takes on that the Yesod of Rav Shimon Shkop is actually this Nemuka Yosef. What is the principle of Rav Shimon Shkop? The principle of Rav Shimon Shkop, well, it depends, of course, how you understand the principle of Rav Shimon Shkop. If you understand it like Rabbi Yevon, you understand it like me. But assuming that you understand it like me, the principle of Rav Shimon Shkop seems to be saying the following. Rav Shimon maintains that there are two types of Isurim. But when the Torah came along and the Torah was mechadish, the concept of something being Asa, the Torah was mechadish two types of Isurim. The first type of Isa is, for example, the Isser of Macholas Asuras, right? The Isser of Trefus, Nevelus, things which are also to eat. There, the purpose of the Isser, the objective of the Isser, says Rav Shimon, is to protect the person. What we're setting out to do, what we're trying to do, is we're trying to protect the person. We don't want that this person, this individual, should consume things which are going to be metamtim his guf and are going to be metamtim his nefesh. And therefore, because there are certain things which if he will consume them, if he will eat them, they will be metamtim his guf and they will be metamtim his nefesh. Therefore, to protect his spiritual well-being, the Torah said, we're going to keep him away from certain things. That is, says Rav Shimon, is the Issa, for example, of Macholos Asuras. And there is a whole slew of Isurim in the Torah where the function of the Issa, the objective is the Issa, is to protect the spiritual integrity of the individual. That's the purpose of the Issa. Those Isurim, which are there to protect the spiritual integrity of the person, which are there to protect the spiritual personality of the person, are Isurim Gavra. In other words, what the Torah was trying to do, and that's the definition of an Issa Gavra, says Rav Shimon. The definition of an Issa Gavra is where we're trying to protect the person. We're trying to keep the person in his ideal situation. However, says Rav Shimon, there is a second slew of Isurim in the Torah. There are Isurim in the Torah where the object of the Torah in the Issa is not to protect the spiritual integrity of the person, but it's to protect the spiritual integrity of the object. This object has a spirituality to it, and we don't want that the spirituality of the object should be disturbed. And, for example, if you have an object which has within it an intrinsic spirituality, like Hekdesh, for example, or like Truma, or like any of the objects which we find in the Torah where the object itself is Kaddish, meaning that the object itself has some type of spiritual integrity. If that object is eaten by somebody who is not allowed to eat it, what is happening is that the Kedusha of that object is being nishalel. The spiritual integrity of that object is being destroyed by the fact that the object is being consumed by somebody who's not allowed to eat it. Therefore, the Torah came along and the Torah said that we are going to keep certain people away from this object. There the point of the exercise is to protect the object. Where the point of the exercise is to protect the object, says Rav Shimon, the Torah gave that a name, or Chazal gave that a name, the Gemara and the Dorim gave that a name, and the Gemara calls it an Issa Chefza. So an Issa Gavra is where you're trying to protect the integrity or the spiritual integrity of the person, and an Issa Chefza is where you're trying to protect the spiritual integrity of the object. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, on a very general level, says Rav Shimon, the vast majority of Isurim in the Torah are Isurei Gavra. Because what the Torah is trying to do is the Torah is trying to make a distance between the person and various acts or various objects in order that the spiritual integrity of the person should be defended. However, Kainomus, where the exercise of Nedarim is such that you are creating an Issa in the object, then basically what's happening there is that we are trying to keep or trying to preserve or trying to defend the integrity of the object. And because we're trying to defend the integrity of the object, therefore Kainomis are considered to be Isurei Chefza and not Isurei Gavra. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, the whole problem of the question of the Rishonim of Asei Deichelei Saaseh is a total non-starter. Why is it a total non-starter? Says Rav Shimon, because what was the question? The question was, there is a mitzvah Saaseh in the Torah that you have to blow shofar. And there is a mitzvah Loisaseh in the Torah that you're not allowed to go against your commitment in terms of the neder that you made. And therefore, let's say, Asei Deicha Loisaseh. Says Reb Shimon, the mitzvah Asei of blowing shofar and the mitzvah Loisaseh of not going against your neder have absolutely no shaychus one with the other. They are playing two different roles in two different arenas, and therefore there is no concept here at all of one of them being able to outweigh the other one. And Rav Shimon continues and he says, and I'll explain to you what I mean. He says, what I mean is very simply this. He poses a theoretical question. He says, would it be correct to say that if I wake up one morning and suddenly realize that I have lost my tefillin and I therefore do not have a pair of tefillin? Now I have a mitzvah saseh in front of me that I'm mechuyav to put tefillin on, but I don't have a pair of tefillin. Do I have got the right to go and steal a pair of tefillin from somewhere? Says Rav Shimon, surely I have the right to do it, of course. Why? Asei Deichelei Saaseh. There's a mitzvah saseh of wearing tefillin, and there's a mitzvah lei saseh of not stealing, and there's a klal in the whole Torah that Asei Deichelei Saaseh. So everybody gives puzzled looks, right? And everybody says, well, why does everybody say it? Because obviously it's wrong, right? Says Rav Shimon, of course it's wrong. Of course you can't go out to steal a pair of tefillin and use the taina in Bezdin that I had the right to do this because I say Deichelei Saaseh. However, the question, says Rav Shimon, is why? Why is it wrong? The fact that it's wrong we know. But why is it wrong? Says Rav Shimon, it's very simple why it's wrong. He says, because if you analyze the act of stealing, you will see that the act of stealing, in fact, consists of two components. when the Torah came along and the Torah said it's also for me to steal, what exactly the Torah was saying was, in fact, says Reb Shimon, two things. The net result, the bottom line, that which is the outcome of the Issa of the Torah that you're not allowed to steal is two things. One, I am not allowed to do an act which, as a result of the act that I did, for whatever halachic reason there is, I will be labeled as a gazlan. It's also for me to do an act which will give me the stempel of gazlan. It'll give me the definition, it'll give me the stamp that I am a gazlan. That's one aspect of the Issa of Gezeila. And therefore, that's the parameters of the Issa Gezel. The parameters of the Issa Gezel and the Torah are those actions which the Torah determines that if I do them, I get the definition of being a gazlan. However, there's a second component as well, says Rav Shimon. The second component is, I'm not allowed to do actions which by my action, there will end up somebody in the world who will be labeled as a nigzal. Somebody who was stolen from. I'm not allowed to do that. In other words, when the Torah came along and the Torah asked Gezel, the Torah basically said that what we're telling you is the following. Do not do an act which the result of that act will be, you will be labeled gazlan, you will be labeled thief, and he will be labeled somebody stolen from. Says Rav Shimon, it's obvious that the whole principle of Asei Deicha Leisa Aseh only works if we're talking about the same thing. What Rav Shimon calls, and it's difficult to translate it into English, it's difficult to define it, but what Rav Shimon calls Shem Echod. In other words, the Aseh and the Leisa Aseh have to be in the same arena. They have to be in the same ballpark. They have to be in the same game. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, it's true. I have an Aseh to put on tefillin. I have a Issa to be labeled a gazlan. Asei deicha leisa aseh, and the mitzvah asei of putting on tefillin takes away or overpowers that which I am not allowed to get the label of a gazlan. But the fact that I am mechuyev to put on tefillin has nothing at all to do with the other guy. He's not in the ballpark at all. He's not in the game. He's not in the arena. So if my act will result in him being labeled as a nigzal, my assay doesn't help. The fact that I have an assay to put on tefillin isn't going to help look up at that guy. Right? Bottom line, end of the day, he is labeled a nigzal. What's my assay got to do with it? My mitzvah of anachas tefillin has absolutely no shaykhus whatsoever with him being labeled a nigzal or not being labeled a nigzal. Therefore, my assay can't help look up in that area. If my assay can't help the government that area, blight the Leisaseh, the part of the Leisaseh, which is he should not be labeled a nigzal. Therefore, I say the Leisaseh is not going to help. Says Reb Shimon, the principle of Asei Deichei Leisaseh is always that somehow spiritually, in a world of metaphysics that we don't quite understand, you're doing the mitzvahs Asei is masakan somehow the Avera of the Leisaseh. So you can legitimately say that your mitzvah Aseh of wearing tefillin is Mesakin, you're being labeled as a gazlan. But your mitzvah Aseh of wearing tefillin can't be Mesakin his label of becoming an exile because you're wearing the tefillin, not him. So what's your wearing tefillin? How's it being Mesakin him? It's not being Mesakin him in any way. Therefore, and here Rav Shimon moves on a further stage and he says, therefore, somebody who asses with a neder on himself a mitzvah, he asses the shofar, let's say, four spheres, when he's mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. Right? When that individual is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shofar, has he in any way been Mesakan the Pagam or the Kilkul that was created in the Kedushas HaShofar, which is there because of the Neder? Has he in any way been Mesakan that which has been damaged in the spiritual integrity of the Shofar because of the Neder? No. His being mekayim, the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, has nothing at all to do with the spiritual integrity of the shofar, in the same way as his putting on the tefillin has nothing at all to do with the labeling of the other guy as a nigzal. In other words, the yeshiva world takes on that that's exactly what the Nemukah Yosef said. Because if you look in the language of the Nemukah Yosef, what does the Nemukah say? The Nemukah Yosef says, the Nedarim Issa Chefzahim. And then there is an Issa Chefza. The mitzvahs I say that you have is always a mitzvah on who? On the Gavra. All mitzvahs are saying the Torah, as we said, as Rishim started off by saying, are mitzvahs on the Gavra. The Isser of Neder is a mitzvah on the, or is an Isser, is a Kedusha, is whatever you want to call it, in the Chetzah. Therefore, they're not in the same arena. Seeing that they're not in the same arena, the Asay can't be Masaka in the Leis Asay, and therefore you can't talk about Asay being Deiche a Leis Asay. Because even though you, by sitting in the Sukkah, have been the Kaim a mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, but so what? The fact is, at the end of the day, the Sukkah is mechulelis. Right? The spiritual integrity of the Sukkah, as it were, has been disturbed. Therefore, you can't use the principle of asay deicha leisasa. That's Rav Shimon. There is one slight flaw. I wouldn't call it a flaw. There's one slight difficulty in this whole thing. And that is that the basis of what Rav Shimon is trying to say is that in order that asay should be deicha leisasa, what we have to say is that the leisasa somehow becomes mesukan through the asay. That's basically the principle. The principle is that asay is deicha leisasa when the asay is metakan the leisasa. If the asay is not metakan the leisasa, then we don't say asay deicha leisasa. That's the principle that he starts off with, Rav Shimon. He says the holy side of asay deicha leisasa is asay. That's the language, in fact, that he uses, Rav Shimon. He uses that language as well. In other words, that's the whole yisoid of asay deicha leisasa. And therefore, in the case of the tefillin which was stolen, says Rav Shimon, the asay of another tefillin is mesakan the fact that you are labeled as a gazlan, but the asay of another tefillin can't be mesakan the fact that the other guy is a nigzal. And then he draws a parallel between that and the case of a neder on a dvar mitzvah. In other words, the fact that you, the person, are being mekayim a mitzvah with this object is not mesakan the issa that exists within the chetza of the mitzvah, which was created through your neder. And that parallel is something which could be debated. That parallel is something which one could theoretically argue about. Because Enachanama, the neger to hanachas tefillin, is 100% right. The neger to hanachas tefillin, there's absolutely no connection between the asay of hanachas tefillin and the fact that the guy out there in the street is being labeled as a nigzal. That we should be able to say that the asay of hanachas tefillin is deicha the leis asay of not creating that somebody should be called a nigzal. There he's right. There's no connection between your putting on tefillin and the fact that you stole the tefillin from Reuven and therefore Reuven became a nigzal. The fact that you and Mekayim and Mitzvah say with the tefillin is not mesakan the fact that Reuven became a nigzal. Reuven bled the nigzal. Right? What is it mesakan? It's mesakan the fact your gzela, that yes, is Rav Shimon, but it's not that you're a gazlan, that it could be mesakan, but it can't be mesakan him because he's not in the game, he's not in the ballpark. However, when you're talking about the mitzvah of shofar, for example, or the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, where did Rav Shimon get it from? And why is he so sure, why is it so clear to him that the mitzvah to say on the gavra can't be mesakan the kilkul in the chetza? Why is that so borrowed to him? Maybe it can be. Maybe the Torah said the following. The Torah said that if you are a person who has not got an obligation on you by the Torah to go and use this object, and you use this object, then you're using this object, disturbs the spiritual integrity of the object. But in a situation where you have an obligation of the Torah to go and use this object, then the very fact that you have an obligation by the Torah to go and use this object in itself means that the Torah is saying your use of the object will not create kilkel. Why not? I mean, why aren't we allowed to say such a thing? And in fact, if you look in the Stipler seems to say something which run along those lines. Because the Stipler here in the Dorim, the Siman Yud Beis, also brings this kasha of the Rashba and the Chinuch, and he also brings the teretz of the Namukhi Yosef, and he also is puzzled by what the Namukhi Yosef means, and he says something to the effect of the Torah didn't want that a person should do a mitzvah with an object where the object itself is pogum for a mitzvah, because the object itself is a chetzah of isa, and therefore the Torah asked this object for this particular maisa. In other words, you can't say asay deichel isa asay here, he says, because the Torah never wanted you to take this object to do the mitzvah. In other words, this is not a pair of tefillin. This is not a sukkah. The fact that it's asa to you makes a ice chetzah shel mitzvah, which again is a shtickle problematic. I've got a point, it's not 100% clear what the Namukhi Yosef wants here. So I want to suggest something on the basis of a totally incomprehensible Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam. And because the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam is totally incomprehensible, therefore, by definition, you have the right to say what you want in the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam. If you look at the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam on that Mishnah in the Dorim, on Daf Tezayin, the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam is trying to say something. The problem is, what is he trying to say? The Rambam says the following: Binadorim Amru Binadorim Osa. Right? The Mishnah said that if somebody makes a neder not to use a chayfet shel mitzvah, the neder is valid. Lefi shehu oisa guf hadova, says the Rambam. Because he's answering the Guf Adova. So again, this seems to be same as the Namukhi Yosef. So the Isser is in the Chesed. That's what he's saying. She Isser Guf Adova. In the case of the Dorim, what he's doing, he's answering the Guf Adova. Shele Yiskayim HaMitzvah, because the mitzvah can only be Mekuyim, Ela B'Yosei Dova Muta. Only if the object is a Dova Amuta. Kegoyin, She Yeser Sukha Zualov. In a case where, for example, a guy says that the sukkah is asa to him, obviously with the correct formula, shiva sukkah alai, whatever it is, in such a situation, yeshivasa avera. Sitting in the sukkah is an avera. Sheye in yonei boi kemi shaloi yimso balel pesach elamatsa shehi asura alov ba'achila. And it would be the parallel of a guy who on leil pesach has no matzah other than matzah which it is prohibited to eat. Kegoin sheyeh tevel hekdesh she'asa alav achilasoi. Where you're not allowed to eat the matzah in such a situation, why not? Lefi shehu mitzvah bo be'aveira, because it's a mitzvah bo be'aveira. V'zois hi hasvara. And this is the reason why you're not allowed to sit in a sukkah or to hear tkiyas shofar from a shofar, where you ask it upon yourself the sukkah, or where you ask it upon yourself the shofar. B'hiyeis hanadorim chalin al kol dovo sheyechayev isa guf zeh hadovo bitul mitzvah saseh. Chinese. So somewhere or other, mitzvah boba avera got in here somewhere. Somehow or other, it's something to do with the fact that an Eder is an Issa Chesa. Something to do with the fact that Lich'ura, when a guy says, I make an Eder that I'm not going to hear Tkir Shefer from so-and-so's Shefer, it's the parallel to a guy who is saying, I have no matzah to eat other than matzah which is Tevil, and it's a mitzvah bo be'aveira, and therefore the Eder is Chal. So, possibly what the Rambam is trying to say is as follows. Possibly what the Rambam is trying to say is the following. That the Gemara says very clearly at the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara says, that based on the base, that Nedarim are an Issa Chetzah. Therefore, says the Rambam, you can't be Mekayim a Mitzvah with something about which you made a Neder, because it's going to end up to be a classic Mitzvah Bo Be'Aveira. In other words, it's no different than the other Mitzvah Bo Be'Aveira. Right? The reason why you can't eat matzah which is tevel, the reason why you can't eat matzah which is truma, is because it's a mitzvah bo be'aveira. You can't blow a shofar which is also be'isa neder, because it's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira. On the other hand, says the Rambam, we have a problem. What's the problem? We have a principle of asei deicha leisa. There is such a principle in the Torah of asei deicha leisa. And if you're going to say asei deicha leisa, then it's not called anymore a mitzvah habo be'aveira. Because if every time an asei is deicha leisa, then you haven't got an aveira there anymore. Because the mitzvah asei is deicha the aveira. Because if you're not going to say that asei deicha leisa outweighs mitzvah habo be'aveira, then every asei which is deicha leisa should be a case of a mitzvah habo be'aveira. There is no situation of a say deicha leisa where it's not going to be a mitzvah habo be'aveira. Therefore, al kocha, says the Rambam, what do you have to say? Al kocha, you have to say that it's not considered an aveira in a situation where an asei is deicha leisa. Fine. But, says the Rambam, if you're going to take that route and you're going to say that every time asei is deicha leisa, it's not a mitzvah habo be'aveira, because every mitzvah habo, every asei which is deicha leisa should be a mitzvah be'aveira, then it's never going to be a mitzvah habo be'aveira. Because every time you're going to have mitzvah habo be'aveira, simply use the principle of asei deicha leisa, and you've got no mitzvah habo be'aveira. So the Rambam, that's what Rambam's stuck with. And the Rambam's trying to work out, how do you dance between the rule of asei deicha leisa and the principle that a mitzvah habo be'aveira is no good? Says the Rambam, when do we say asei deicha leisa? That's dafka when the leisa is an issa gavra. Because all mitzvahs asei are a chavis gavra. And where the loisase is also something which is pertaining to the gavra, the Torah was makshiv the asay of the gavra more than it was makshiv the loisase of the gavra, and there's a klal of asay deicha loisase. But where the asay is on the gavra and the loisase is on the chetza, then in order that it should be mutter for the gavra to be mishtamish with the chetzah in order to do the mitzvah, we're going to have to say that the mitzvah of the chetzah is mishtaneh from isa to heta. That's what you're going to have to say. And there's no makor or svara that they're doing a mitzvah's asay has the power to change an isa chetzah and turn it from isa into heta. And therefore, we made a thing that there is no makor for this, and therefore the chetzah has to remain a dover ha. Also, therefore, it remains a mitzvah aveira mitzvah the person. Therefore, it's a mitzvah bo be'aveira. But where the issa is not an issa chetza, but the issa is an issa gavra. In other words, you have to do a certain mitzvah, and by doing this mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. The Torah preferred that you do a mitzvah a mitzvah, and therefore there's no more aveira. So it comes out that basically the yesod of Rav Shimon is lying in the Rambam, except that the Rambam is adding on one extra knesh. He's adding on the knesh that otherwise he would remain with the problem of mitzvah bo be'aveira. In other words, and that will remove the problem that we had with Rav Shimon, because our whole problem with Rav Shimon was, what is the dinyan? The answer is, you have to add in this knesh. Once you see the Rambam, you add that knesh into Rav Shimon, then Rav Shimon fits into the Mukha Yosef perfectly.